Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm Erin McKeown, musician, producer, and yes, occasional sports blogger for soundcheck.org. We were just talking with the critic David Cody about the relationship between sports and theater. My next two guests have some very direct experience in that area. Thomas Kail directed two Broadway shows about sports, Lombardi, about Green Bay Packers coach Vince Lombardi, and Magic Bird, about basketball stars Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. He also directed the Tony Award-winning musical In the Heights. Welcome, Thomas.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
And joining me on the phone is DJ Spar, who composed the music for the new opera Approaching Ali, about one writer's friendship with boxer Muhammad Ali. Welcome, DJ.
Thank you so much.
You're on the phone from Boulder, Colorado, yes?
Yes.
All right. Thomas, let me start with you. You directed Lombardi and Magic Bird on Broadway, but you've done more than sports. You were nominated for a Tony for directing In the Heights. Is sports and the theater a strange combo, or is there a bigger appetite for it now?
I think there's potentially always been an appetite for it, and just now people are starting to recognize that. The two producers of Lombardi, and who also did Magic Bird, Ferenc Kirmser and Tony Ponturo, basically came up with an idea that I think was something that was very in sync with what I believe, which is stories are everywhere, and where is their inherent drama? And one of the things that David Cody spoke about, I think this idea of the underdog story is prevalent in story, throughout the history of sports. I think there's a reason why we all get obsessed with the Olympics, and it's mostly because of those two-minute packages they roll, where we find out where they're from or what they did or what they overcame, and then we're weeping and we're cheering for a sport we've never heard of. So what I found also was, as someone who came from playing sports, I played soccer and baseball my whole life, is there was an understanding of community that I had that kind of brought me to the theater. So directing and coaching had a lot in common. And then I also started thinking about my own experiences going to see sporting events growing up in the D.C. area and remembering a game and holding on to that ticket in the same way that people hold on to a playbill. I was there that night when this happened. So I think that the idea of a singular experience, if you really make theater really specific and really meaningful and full of energy, it feels like it happened that night for you. And I think that sports, you know, has that as well. And so I think there's a way for people to participate in both and to start to see that overlap.
Right. Ideally, you wouldn't be a sports fan or a theater fan. You'd be a fan of these stories.
Right.
DJ, let me ask you. Are you a sports fan?
Yes. Mostly college football. But I follow many other sports as well.
Are you a boxing fan?
I am a Muhammad Ali fan, and I've started, just in being with this project, getting a little more into boxing, but I wasn't a boxing fan per se.
It sounds like it doesn't necessarily matter, right? If you're a fan of stories, that's what you can bring to it. Therefore, let me ask Thomas, what attracted you specifically to Lombardi and Magic Bird?
Different things. One, I think with Lombardi, that was a chance for me to explore leadership. So if what I do has any sort of correlation to coaching, here was a chance for me to examine what I've given my life to, which is getting a group of people in one place and trying to have them move in one direction and what that means and what it necessitates. It also was a story fundamentally and kind of interestingly that flipped on its head the kid comes to town. Lombardi is about the big city guy who goes out to the middle of nowhere to try to make a life. Lombardi, born in New York, Fordham and all these other things, goes to Green Bay, he said, I don't know where that is on the map, but people are going to know once I leave. And so that idea, which is, you know, the kind of fish out of water, is also a story that we're very familiar with. Magic Bird was a chance for me to really try to humanize the myth. And I think that as someone who grew up in the Jordan era, you know, I was 11 years old when Jordan took off from the foul line in 1988. And so I was a big-time Jordan guy. But I knew where it came from. I knew that the other two people up on the mountain, you know, that kind of carried that torch and really made the NBA were Magic and Larry. And so the question for me was, how do you take people that are so present in our lives and try to tell their story and gather around a campfire in this theater and say, yes, we're in the theater. It's not about mimicry, it's about essence. And so brotherhood and how we define ourselves by another. And whether that's Joker, Batman, I mean, that's all over the place. And these are two men that define themselves in that way. So what do you do when you put the sword down and you're not battling anymore and you have to come back down? Well, you know, those are the stories that I found myself really drawn to.
DJ, what intrigued you about the story of Muhammad Ali?
Well, when I met Davis Miller, who basically came to my house, knocked on my door, and he sublet our house in Richmond. a few years ago, he described the moment that he met Ali as, and which was his idol his whole life, as the air around him being electrified, and that actually, like, meeting his idol lived up to the expectations he had of the idol, whereas, you know, you hear other people say similar things, and the idol doesn't really live up to it. He's just like, oh, he's like a regular person. But what the story of him kind of befriending Ali and this one night that they shared, that was really intriguing to me, and that he had a kind of a left-to-right progression of overcoming his struggle for life. This is Davis Miller. By idolizing Ali and then meeting him, it seemed really attractive for a musical piece.
Right, and we just want to make clear that Davis Miller has written a book about meeting Muhammad Ali, The Tao of Muhammad Ali, and then the opera is based on that story.
Correct.
Thomas was saying something really interesting of thinking about his job as a director as like that of a coach, like a really specific sports metaphor there. Do you feel like as a composer you can think of some equivalent metaphor for what you bring to a production like an opera?
Yeah, I mean, what I do a lot is analyze, but I listen to many interviews of football coaches and how they manage their teams and sort of things they do. And I guess in some ways the composer is sort of like a coach and that you're providing a playbook or something. I guess there's a pretty good parallel there. Like an offensive coordinator would give a playbook to his players, but then, and I give a musical score, and then that's interpreted, and what happens is not, it's reflective of what goes on, but there's a real in-the-moment experience with each thing. But I definitely try very hard, and since I love college football so much, I anything I can do to relate that to my job as a composer is important.
Thomas, I want to go to you now, and I want to ask you about continuing with this sort of process. Once we dig in, you have an actor in front of you, and they may or may not have a history with the character. They may or may not have the same history you have, where you came up with sports and you saw this bigger picture from sports. What do you say to an actor? What do you say, for example, for Dan Lauria to help him along the way of becoming Vince Lombardi?
Well, Dan Lauria was a special case because Dan Lauria went to college on a football scholarship, and, you know, I didn't have to teach that guy anything about anything.
Gentlemen, this is a football. This season will be the start of something new. And with every fiber of my being, I'm going to make you the best football team that I can make you. And I'll try. And I'll try again. And if I don't succeed the first time, I'll try again. And you have got to give everything that's in you in order to stop that play on defense or to make the play go if you're on offense. Because this may be the one play in the whole ballgame that could cause the winning or the losing of the entire season.
You know, so Dan was someone who came up playing sports and understanding that inherently. Judith Light, the incomparable Judith Light, who played his wife in the show.
I want to say Dan Lauria was on The Wonder Years and Judith Light was on Who's the Boss?
These things are true.
Just to set the stage for people of a certain age.
And, you know, Judith was someone who didn't have a huge exposure to football. You know, she appreciated tennis and other sports. And one of the things that became very clear is that didn't matter. What mattered was finding truth. And so what I knew is that as a sports fan who watches every sports movie that comes out and, you know, tries to see as much theater regarding, you know, that's related to sports, is I know what can pull you out of the story. When the details are wrong, when the specifics are not there, the story's over. Like, I'm checked out. So I said, I'll take care of that. Let's try to get to what's at the core of this. And one of the reasons I think Lombardi was able to find an audience here and is being done all over the country now, sort of regionally, is it was about the pursuit of excellence and the cost of excellence. So that was fundamentally a play about a relationship set in the world of football, told with authenticity. But I think that's where people found their way in, whether they'd, you know, seen a game or not. And we definitely had, you know, dozens and dozens of fans every night, you know, who would come in jerseys, who would come with memorabilia, you know, and saw this as an event. And the NFL was, participated and really kind of helped us create a world, even as you walked into the Circle in the Square Theater, which was in the rounds, and I think a perfect setting for this, that as you came down the escalator, you started to see photos of then. You know, this was about going back in time. Magic and Bird, they're still here and very present. Lombardi is a ghost. It was, in some sense, it was a ghost story, and we were chasing this man who was gone too soon and had been gone for 40 years. So how could we honor that? That was the question more than anything.
This is Soundcheck. I'm Erin McKeown. In today for John Schaefer, we're talking about stage plays, musicals, operas inspired by the sports world. My guests are Thomas Kail, who directed the sports dramas Magic Bird and Lombardi on Broadway. He also directed the Tony Award-winning musical In the Heights. And DJ Spar, who composed the music for Approaching Ali, an opera about one writer's friendship with Muhammad Ali. Approaching Ali was recently staged at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. DJ, as Thomas was talking about, Vince Lombardi is gone. He's a ghost. We have this sort of popular culture memory of him right now. Muhammad Ali, though in some ways compromised in a present sense and certainly iconic, is still here with us. What does it mean to be writing music for someone like Muhammad Ali, who is still here?
Yeah, that was actually where most of my creative energy went into. Well, not most, but a fair amount went into how to set Ali. And we talked with Mark Campbell and Davis Miller about the first moment you see Ali when he comes from behind the door is a really big moment for the audience, because they need to accept this actor or the singer as Ali, because everyone has images of them in their head. A big part of it was that we were portraying Ali in his 40s at the beginning of the opera, and not a lot of people have a memory of that. I think they have the memory of the kind of bombastic young Ali. So we chose a really great actor, Solomon Howard Singer, who is he's a physical specimen. So he fit all the bills for playing the young Ali. And when Ali approached, I created a music that just sustained, so that sort of time stopped, because Davis Miller, the singer, needed to kind of appreciate that moment and live in it, and I thought the audience did as well. And I didn't worry too much that Ali was alive, because that was pretty much would give you like a huge hang up, because he's a real, eventually he'll hear this, and his daughters have come to the show and everything. So that I sort of just put out of my mind, and thinking of him as this kind of like Buddha figure that changes someone just by being in their presence was how I approached writing for his character.
I want to ask you both a technical question, almost. How much of actual, for example, in Magic Bird, how much actual basketball is there? And in Approaching Ali, how much actual boxing is there? DJ, you go first.
Sure, yeah. In Approaching Ali, in the story from the book, Davis Miller does some play boxing and with Ali. And in those moments, he saw a flash of Ali. I mean, what you have there is a person in their 40s who all of a sudden is, trained and amazingly, like, his hands are just flying at a million miles a second. And that's when Davis Miller said, oh, my gosh, this guy still has it. And so there's some of that, and then there's some kind of moving around in a sort of almost comical way. And then when there's the reveal that the young Davis Miller, who's played by a boy soprano, sees Ali on television, there's a shadow boxing effect with a scrim and a backlight. And then Solomon Howard did a really great job, and there was a choreographer where the child and Ali sort of mimic each other, even though it's choreographed perfectly. So we didn't have any like boxing ring matches, but we hinted at it a lot, and I used percussion effects to sort of simulate boxing bags and things like that.
Tommy,
For Magic Bird, we did two things. The sort of stylization that DJ's talking about with the scrim, our version of that was there was a moment where Red Auerbach, who had drafted and was really responsible for Larry Bird coming to the Celtics, said, all right, I heard your hands hurt, so prove me wrong. And this is, from a real story. And we had a turntable on stage, and everything dumped out, and it kind of, the light funneled down to Larry, and he went into the position just prior to releasing the ball, and we rotated on a very slow crawl and then just used media to hit 15, 20 shots in a row. But there were other times later in the show where Tug Coker, who played basketball and AAU and walked on to his Division I team, said, I can do. So we wanted it to be just enough where you could relax and say, oh, they know what they're doing. It's in there. Obviously with Lombardi is a slightly different thing because he was a coach. It was really about a different kind of intensity. We made sure that, the way that the players handled the ball, all those little things, the details that you appreciate as a sports fan, we hoped were there.
DJ, what's the future of Approaching Ali? We're going to see it in New York soon?
Oh, that would be fabulous. There are other opera companies who have come to see it and are hopefully planning it. And one of the great things about the Approaching Ali and what Mark Campbell and Davis did with the libretto is that it really tells the story of a young person who overcomes a lot of struggles in their life of bullying and loss of a family member and things like that. So there are opportunities for opera companies to use it. It's also a small cast and a small orchestra, so there are opportunities that they can use it for sort of reaching out to other groups that would maybe not usually come to opera, and it can be sort of moved around easier. So there's a future, and there are people talking, but there's nothing official as of right this moment.
Thomas, you've done Lombardi, you've done Magic Bird. Two productions got a lot of notice about sports. You're interested in doing it again?
Absolutely. Yeah, the right story is the right story, and if it hits you in your gut and you wake up the next day and feel like you have to tell it, then I'm in.
My guests have been Thomas Kail, director of the sports dramas Magic Bird and Lombardi on Broadway. He also directed the Tony Award-winning musical In the Heights, and DJ Spar, who composed the music for Approaching Ali, an opera about one writer's friendship with Muhammad Ali. Thanks, Thomas. Thanks, DJ.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.